Top stories on ABC News. The country's southeast has been battered by strong winds and blizzards and a system which is wreaking havoc across three states. In New South Wales, a large section of roof has been ripped off a nursing home in Newcastle. In Victoria, three people have been injured after a tree fell on a car northeast of Melbourne. And in the city's southeast, stormy seas have wrenched off part of the Frankston Pier. The Prime Minister says the issue of recycling will be a key focus at today's Council of Australian Governments meeting in Cairns. Scott Morrison will urge state and territory leaders to do more to cut the amount of plastics that end up in landfill or is shipped overseas. Mr. Morrison says there's strong cooperation on the issue. In Queensland, former Ipswich Mayor Andrew Antonelli has been spared jail time over his conviction on 13 fraud-related offences. The 48-year-old has been sentenced to 6 months jail, wholly suspended. Antonelli was convicted of misusing more than $10,000 of council funds to buy auction items over 12 years while working as a councillor and as mayor. Farmers have responded to a UN report that found global warming won't be slowed without drastic changes to land use and food production. The world's leading climate scientists stopped short of suggesting people eat less red meat, but pushed for a raft of changes. Jonah Simpson from the National Farmers Federation says Australia's primary producers are ahead of the pack when it comes to limiting the impact of climate change.